Climate change means more rain, higher seas, and that leads to more flooding. And the federal government can't keep up with the cost. So now, some states are getting ready to spend millions of dollars preparing for a wet future. NPR's Rebecca Hersher starts us in Virginia.
If you go behind Akute Yeme's house in Roanoke, Virginia, there's a creek.
You won't know that it's a flood area until like you dig into history that you find out.
When he bought the house, Yeme didn't know that when it rains a lot in a short period of time, the creek becomes a river and the house gets wet.
Basically, every time it starts raining, the panic anxiety start kicking in.
In the 3 years that Yeme has lived in this house, he's gotten married, he had 2 children, and with every passing year, as the threat of climate-driven flooding has grown, his anxiety about it has grown too. He traded in his sedan for an SUV so he could drive through high water. He keeps a suitcase packed so they can evacuate.
Like, you can't really sleep because when it starts raining, yeah, you can't sleep because you don't know if the water will just come out of nowhere without warning. So, you know, you can't really be at peace when, you know it's raining.
One option for people like Yeme is to sell his home to the local government so they can knock it down and make room for flood water. Yeme has applied to do that. It would allow him and his family to move and guarantee that no one else would ever have to live with the anxiety that he's dealing with.
So I did not bring my boots.
Leanne Weitzenfeld works for Roanoke's stormwater department. She says another house on Yeme's street was purchased and knocked down years ago.
So this lot is owned by the city. This is one of our mitigation lots where we took a house down.
She says there's definitely demand for more so-called buyouts. Roanoke has more than 1,000 buildings in the floodplain. But there isn't enough federal money to go around. Climate change is causing flood risk to skyrocket in the U.S. Think Hurricanes Harvey and Florence and the massive Mississippi River flooding in recent years. It means more demand for federal money to recover from floods and to prepare for them.
You know, there's such a challenge because these grants are nationally competitive. And so the areas that have been hard hit, like with Sandy and Texas, and, you know, we don't quite compare. When you're trying to beat out funds for those kind of areas, it's a little bit tough.
That's led multiple states to set aside millions of dollars of their own. Virginia has just set aside an estimated $45 million a year for flood mitigation projects. South Carolina's legislature is considering a new revolving loan fund to help pay for flood control projects. And Texas created a nearly $800 million flood infrastructure fund.
Hi, Rebecca. Peter Lake. Nice to meet you.
Peter Lake runs the Texas Water Development Board, which oversees the state's new flood fund. He says one thing the state money can do is help smaller communities access federal money. For example, buying homes that are in flood zones usually requires the local or state government to cover part of the cost. Smaller or poorer cities can't always afford to do that on their own.
So the key priority is making sure state dollars are available for the local matches to draw down those federal dollars.
State money could also address structural inequities that are built into federal flood programs. Right now, the federal government prioritizes projects that will protect a large number of people or a large amount of wealth. That means people who live in smaller towns or less expensive homes often get less flood protection. And it can take years to get federal money. The average wait time for a federally supported buyout is 5 years, a recent national analysis found, which is too long for many people, including Akute Yeme.
For me, I just want to get out of here as soon as I can. Like, I want to be able to sleep when it's raining.
Local officials hope that Virginia's state flood money will be available more quickly than federal money. And flood experts hope that other states will follow suit, setting aside money to address flooding before the next big storm. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.